23170, Barbara Higgins, seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of T-Box Boulevard. The 911 address is 36360 T-Box Boulevard in Frankfurt. A zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 1920. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Good evening, Council. I represent Mrs. Higgins. I'm sorry.
Can you state your name and address for
the record? Yes, sir. My name is Daniel Strebe. I live at 35088 Wright Way, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I represent Mrs. Higgins and this project. Basically, she has an existing patio that extends out from the back of her house. And what she wants to do is put a sunroom over top of that. Now, on the back of her house, it's facing a pond that is a man-made pond. It's not obstructing any of the neighbors' views or anything like that. I've got approval from both of her neighbors. I've got HOA approval for this particular project. She would like to do a sunroom on the back of her home. If we move the project over a little bit, it's going to require us to move the vent for the fireplace, and not incur any other additional costs. That's why she would like to have it placed on that back left corner of the property. So, I can. I have a bunch of pictures and stuff of the property. It's not impeding any of the.
I believe I read that you're not going to go any further out than the actual paver.
Correct.
Footprint itself.
Yes, sir. Where that rock wall sets is where the front wall is going to be.
Any steps coming out of the back?
No, sir. They're going to come off to the side into her where her the remaining part of her patio is going to stay.
Patio is going to be basically where the awning comes out currently?
Yes, sir. Well, you see in the renderings or the drawings or the pictures that I have, you'll see the rock wall
right
at the far end. It's basically the front wall is going to be right there.
Okay.
So that rock wall is going to come out. You're going to build a foundation, and that's where the front wall is.
And it looks to me that one of the neighbors has built a sunroom.
On the left side, yes, sir.
If you're something similar to what she's looking to put in?
Yes, sir.
Is there an issue with insects just being like right there on the water, mosquitoes or anything like that?
I don't have any comment on that. I'm not sure.
But as you said, the fireplace, it's a propane fireplace.
I'm not sure.
It looks like, according to the pictures that you have, and that's a hindrance to moving it one way or the other.
picture, it shows just what you're talking about with the fireplace.
Yes, sir. Try to give you as much documentation as I can so you fully understand what's going to go into this project.
They're not the original owner of the home. They bought this after it was already built, so the house is in place, everything was in place?
I am not sure.
Okay, that we might, we'll have to ask you.
Sorry.
Would you like to answer that? If you would, please come up.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Barbara Higgins, 36360 T-Box Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So the house, I bought the house, it had already settled, but no one had moved into it. So I was the first person to live in the house. It was purchased originally by another family who had a medical issue, and then they decided to turn around and just put it right on the market.
That's why it says you're the second owner.
Yeah.
It, in your application, it says the current owner is the second owner. I just didn't know when it had changed hands.
Yeah.
So, house was built almost immediately you bought the house, so it was, you bought as is.
Exactly.
Okay. You have any other questions for her?
As she had spoken earlier, because you're close to the pond, you want to enclose in the back patio. You're enclosing that due to insects or mosquitoes or something like that. Is there a reason that you are trying to get inside?
It's hot as Hades back there. That's part of the problem. I wish I didn't spend all that money on a patio, because we can't use it really in the summer because it's baking. So I've had a lot of skin cancer. I can't sit outside.
Okay.
On my own patio. So I tried an awning, and the awning goes right underneath. The sun still comes blazing in. So I saw my neighbor had a beautiful sunroom, and a lot of other people in the neighborhood are doing it. So I just thought that was the best solution. So.
And the neighborhood's okay with, as you just stated, HOAs, what have you. So everybody's in favor of this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Any other questions for?
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Sharp. Sorry.
So, one of the things that has to be demonstrated is the uniqueness to the property. And when I look at the tax map, it appears to be of a similar size and shape to neighboring property. What is necessarily unique about this property and as compared to others? Yeah, one of the standards that you have to meet is that this property has some unique physical characteristics, and that due to those physical conditions, the conditions have created the exceptional practical difficulty. So there has to be some uniqueness to your property. So that's what I was asking you.
I think it's the proximity to the retention pond is probably what makes it unique. The way the road curves, and the way my property is, which is sort of like a, that called, it's not really a trapezoid, like a trapezoid shape. So most of my yard is on the side, and I've a much more shallow yard directly behind me. So I would say that's probably like my neighbor, one house over, they didn't have to get a variance because they had sufficient enough room behind their house to be able to build another.
Is there a reason why you were unable to do it in the side yard?
I don't think I would be allowed to do it.
Well, I ask that because the area that you're proposing is in an area where if you go to the other side where there's patio pavers, it does not extend as far into the rear yard. It would appear you would have room in the side yard if you were to you know, angle it differently, so to speak. Is that something that you looked at, or were, if not, what?
I believe our HOA guidelines don't allow us to build out to the side of our homes. I'm fairly certain that's the case.
So they don't allow side additions at all? The addition is going to be, I think, if my math is right, 12 by 15. Is that what I saw?
15 feet, 7 inches wide.
And Ms. Norwood, when we're calculating that, I don't know that this drawing is necessarily to scale. Did staff had a chance to look at it? And the reason I ask is because that rear property line does angle. I know you had said it was a 5-foot variance. I just want to make sure that we have the figures correct so that we're, you know, proving or considering or, you know, denying whatever they're actually asking for. I want to make sure we have the figures right.
I believe we just actually went on what the applicant was asking because we didn't have a to scale drawing. I know typically we try to reach out and get that, so I'm not sure in this case why we don't have.
Yeah. Who did the drawing on the survey showing the scale?
I did the drawing.
You did the drawing. Was that to scale?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That highlights the exact area where that room is going to go.
Okay. I think the issue that we've got is I want to make sure that the rear property line is not parallel to the addition.
No, it kind of has a belly that goes.
Yeah, so there's kind of points. So it's probably going to be a couple different variances if I had to gather on it, which I'm sure, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but I would think staff would probably be able to calculate that because we do have a scale there I see on the site plan. But we would need to calculate that exact amount. Just want to make sure that we're right there. And you're planning to use this, I think, as a little bit of a home office. Do I see that, Ms. Higgins?
Yeah, I work from home. I've used you know, interior space. My husband is now working from home, so you know we're trying to maximize the amount of space that we have.
I don't think I have any other questions at this time, but I don't know if Ms. Norwood's doing her calculations or not.
So the 5-foot variance would be to the longest point that there is.
Yes, sir. That back left corner of the, if you're looking out of the back of the house, that back left corner,
right,
where that rock wall is the furthest intruding,
okay,
part of that of the project.
So in your estimation, from the other end, how far would you say that is from the?
So you're saying from the, if you're looking at the back of the house, the left projection wall?
Correct.
It should be right at the property line, if not just inside of it.
Okay.
The way the property, the way the pond goes, it's kind of like a, kind of looks like.
Wait,
a,
you say inside the property line or inside the setback line?
In the property line.
Okay.
Because the property line, not, there's only one part of her patio that's kind of in that buffer zone, I guess you would call it. The rest, the way that the pond shapes, it kind of like goes back all fully into her property as the.
Yeah, I understand that. I think the issue that I'm trying to understand is the actual variances that are needed.
Yes, sir.
And I think Mr. Levengood's question was, at its closest point to the rear property line is 5 feet. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But there are going to be parts of this that are going to be farther than 5 feet from the rear property line. Is that correct? I see a head nod from Ms. Higgins.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it literally, I think that setback line sort of follows the pond like this. It's just that corner,
so the
that's getting cut off.
Yeah, so the middle point, Look, if you look at the midpoint of the sunroom, how, like, that's how, what are we talking about there? Variance needed or from the property line?
But that's the existing patio is there. It is 5 feet from the, that's the easement that was required to put my patio in originally. So that, that met the standard back when I did that patio in.
Well, see, patios, this is the thing, patios do not have setback requirements, as long as they're not elevated. So you could have a patio that goes to your property line. But when you put a structure, a deck, addition, that requires that there be a setback applied. So what we're looking here is you've got to be so much farther back. So just because the patio was allowed, I mean, if you're trying to use that same footprint, you know, that's what you're looking for the variance for. I'm just trying to get an idea as to what the scope of the variance is, because that's what this board has to consider. And doing the scale, I mean, we can work off of this drawing and come up with that calculation, but it does appear that probably that far left-hand corner would be the closest point to the rear property line. As you get closer to the middle, it looks like it's farther, and then it comes a little closer again. So there's kind of like three different points that we're looking at.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to make sure that you would not want this board to approve something and said it was 5 foot, and then come back later and, oh, we'd actually need more.
Right.
That's the point that we try to make sure we're pretty clear on that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
I will say that the what I have here is not to scale because it's a photocopy, so I can't scale it to get the exact measurements that we're looking for. It would be best if it was scaled out on the original and we could review it or the surveyor.
Yeah, I think, I mean, ideally that would be the way. I mean, otherwise we're going to be using a ruler and it's going to be a guesstimate. And it looks like the scale is 1 inch equals 30 feet, so.
Mr. Sharp, should we make a motion to table this until we have the proper measurements?
You wouldn't table it, but you could leave the record open for the applicant to provide a site plan showing the exact measurements.
Yeah.
You could do that.
So that we would actually have set point at the furthest point. As you
That's said, right.
There would be no sense to say we need a 5 foot setback and then have to come back again for a 7 foot setback.
Yeah. You could do that. I mean, we want to see if anybody's here for or against, but right. You know, I could articulate a motion to that effect if the board needed it.
That's good for us and for them.
We'll run through the.
Yeah, see if anybody's for or against.
Does anybody on the board or Mr. Sharp have any more questions for the?
I do not.
Have a seat.
Yes, sir. Leave the record open for that to be seen.
No. Correct, yeah.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13170? In favor, would you like to speak? They're just in favor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John Hayday, 36360 T-Box Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm Barb's husband. I've lived with her since we've been married over the last couple of years. And ironically, the diagram is literally the shape of this courtroom. So you're talking less than foot probably either way on the shape. What that picture doesn't do justice is, I wish we, the gentleman's house before us, if we had an aerial photo of that to show you the pond and the other surrounding structures, it would be a lot better. I don't know why we don't have one of those, but anyway, that's what came into my mind. I don't really need to speak anything differently than the gentleman here who's going to be building this structure, other than, you know, we have dozens of neighbors. The one you mentioned, what could be unique about our property versus that sets it apart from others. In the entire development, we're one of very few, a handful of properties who the backyard, just with the nature of geography, the sun sets in our backyard. And that's very unique to that neighborhood. There are very few, if any, the other single family. The front of the development in Forest Landing is duplexes, and they run along tree lines and everything. We're literally in the back. We're in what they call the single family home section. And we're one of very few properties whose backyard faces the setting sun every day. And as she described, it's not conducive to her being, us being able to, you know, share that space. And it's something that we've been talking about for the last couple of years. And just ask for your consideration to approve what, to me, is a very, very small amount of property, literally probably less than several square feet. And we do have all of our approvals from our neighbors, and they're encouraged, you know, there's many more just like it in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? One yeah. Second, might have some questions. Any questions? All right, thank you. We have one in favor. Is there anyone else who is present who is in favor of case number 13170? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13170? If there are no further questions from the board, Mr. Sharp, should we close the public hearing?
Well, what you could do, if Dr. Hitchens still wanted to go, you know, request that site plan, what you could do is you could leave the record open. I don't know how long it would take them to get that. That would be a question we would want to ask the applicant. But if that was what the board so, I mean, the other option would be we would approve it, or if you so wanted to approve, you could move to approve based on the plan that's before you, and you know, we use the figures that have been provided, but that may not be exact and could create problems if they built it and it ended up being over off those figures. That would be an option as well. But if you wanted to leave the record open, it would be for a limited period of time for the applicant to submit a site plan showing the calculated drawing and the dimensions from the rear property line, such that the variance could be calculated at all points.
And scale, because we need to know what we're approving.
Correct. Basically. Correct. Because this is just, you know, it's a hand drawn on there. I know applicant's builder said he did scale it, but I think sometimes it doesn't always show the actual dimensions there that we need. Question, if the board wanted to do that, if we'd want to ask the applicant how long they might need in order to obtain that so that the record's left open the appropriate amount of time.
Leave it open. I mean, that's something for everybody to decide. But
why don't we bring the applicant?
Yeah, if we can bring the applicant up and see how long.
Ms. Higgins, if you don't mind coming back up. Sorry to have you keep coming up and down.
Ms. Higgins, just to understand what we're talking about, if even if we wanted to approve it, the plan tonight, it could cause complications for you down the road if we grant a variance that isn't precise. Exactly what it's supposed to be, because let's say you decide to sell your house at some point and then a surveyor discovers that you are not in compliance because the variance wasn't correct and then your building's not in compliance. So it's really in your interest to make sure we have precise measurements if we did want to grant it.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so yeah. How long do you think it would take to be able to provide that?
Well, I think you guys are going to provide that, aren't you? Yeah, I mean, I think that the contractor, and it's definitely in their...
Could you have that within 30 days?
Well, I just had that survey done. I could try to get in touch with the surveyor and try to get him out. It just depends on how...
Well, I can tell you this. We have two meetings scheduled in the month of April. And then we have our first meeting in May, I believe is May 4th. Does that sound right, Ms. Norwood?
Sounds right.
So that would give a little more than 30 days to accomplish that. I think our last meeting in April is the week before. I think we're back-to-back weeks, if my recollection's right. So that would be the 27th of April. Would that amount of time, if we were to say, have it in by, say, May 1st, so then the board would have time to review it for its May 4th meeting, would that be sufficient? Okay. There's your answer.
Okay. So I'll move that we keep the record open until, sorry, what was the date?
Could leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing the applicant to submit a site plan showing the scale drawing and the setback, proposed setbacks, and that should be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning by May the 1st. And then the record will be closed, and the board will have this as an old business item on its May 4th meeting.
I'll endorse that as my motion.
I second that motion.
A motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13170 is being left, the record's being left open for limited purpose of the applicant to submit a site plan with exact measurements so we know what we're approving. And we would request that we have that by May 1st for the meeting May 4th.
And just to be clear, we're not accepting any additional testimony or evidence. It will be an old business item, so what will happen is the board will review the record, which will include that plan that you'll be submitting, and then they'll be able to vote on it that night. Okay, so it's not like we're having a new public hearing or anything else. Yes, it's just that limited purpose, just that site plan.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.